Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Well, you might be listening to your radio on a Friday, or you might be listening via your phone. You might be listening anywhere around the globe, and you might be thinking, what on earth is Jimmy doing on a Friday? Well, I'm asking myself that very same question. Usually on a Friday, it's a bit of call time with Katie Brown. Could be a bit of Chloe Amanda Bailey. Could be a bit of Elisa Smith. Could be a bit of Julian King. But for season 2023, or indeed for the year 2023, I've locked in 5 days a week. I know. A lot of people are going to be unhappy with that, but so be it. G'day, afternooners. Thanks for tuning in. However you were listening, SDN welcomes you to our very broad house of worship. If you're north of the border, you're smirking today. Might even be a out-and-out smile from ear to ear after the performance of the Brisbane Heat last night. We'll get to that very shortly over the Sydney Sixers. You're listening by SENQ 693 AM, SEN Goldie 1620 AM. If you're in Sydney, you're disappointed, 1170 AM. That's the SEN app. You can listen just about anywhere. And remember, if you're right around this broad brown land, then download that app and you can tune in anytime. If you like what you're hearing, you can get us on the podcast too. Wooshka, Apple, Spotify, Megaphone, wherever it is that you like your podcast, well, you can check us out right there. Okay, what's coming up on the program on this Friday? You can be a part of it too, by the way, 1300 01 1170. Get us on the text line, 0457 736 736. We're going to do that for the Signet Boost Power Bank. Timmy Williams, SC Playbook, coming up very shortly too. Big year of Supercoach. Big year for Timmy. Big year for well over the 100,000 people who play Supercoach. I know this is growing year on year and more people are devoting time to it. The analytics of the game. And as we hear from the analyst on a Tuesday, there is deep interest in that. We'll find out what's trending with Coach K. We'll have a tip for the weekend. We'll do that with Gareth Hall. He's the host of Giddy Up on the SEN Track Network. Now, we've reached out to the Brisbane Heat. Now, apparently they're flying today over to Western Australia, so we'll go, okay, we'll take that one. I'll take your word on that one. The Scorchers, we've reached out to the Scorchers too. We'd love to have a chat with someone from the Scorchers. Don't care. Anyone, just talk about that. Well, they're well into favouritism now. We'll get to that shortly as well for the final. Afternoon's Amplified and a score update with Coach K. Mark Stafford, Steffi, and the crew over there from SENZ. Wonder how their cricket team's going. Anyone? Oh, that's right. They got beaten in a record scoreline. Well, we might bring that up with Staffy and the team. The 2 o'clock flock, that's on. I reckon we're all set too. We had a few issues yesterday, but I think we've worked through those. So that's encouraging. So we want you to give us a call on the open line, 1300 01 1170. Chris Pongrass is the CEO of the Sydney Kings. They've finished top of the ladder. There's a fair bit to go with this play-in tournament. I don't know if you're aware of that. Instead of the top four that they usually have, first v fourth and second v third, three-game series, et cetera, et cetera, they're going to have the play-in series. So third v sixth, fourth v fifth, three-game series as well. So it's just added content, extra content for the NBL. We think that's a good idea here. Score update with Coach K, and then we're going to dive into the text line with all the people. They're already sending in text messages. So do that, and we get across that for sbsfence.com.au. Alex and the great team there. So let's get stuck into it. The Sydney Sixers last night, it was a horrible beatdown. They saved their worst for last. I know no Steve Smith, but no Usman Khawaja, no Manus Labuschagne, no Matt Renshaw, no Mitch Sweps, and no problem for the Brisbane Heat. The Sydney Sixers just 9 for 116 from their 20 overs. So they were struggling from the outset. They won the bat flip and elected to bat, and I don't think they got the pitch that they anticipated. The Heat were doing it easily, and then Sammy Hazlett decided to run himself out at none for 31. 5 for 25 they lost, and it was Michael Nusa who was the star for them. 2 for 28 and 48 not out from 34 balls. He has played for Australia at different forms of the game. He wouldn't be out of place over there on the India tour. He wouldn't be out of place in a 50-over World Cup squad as well. Let's have a listen to all the action that was coming out of the the SCG last night for the challenger in BBL 12. Tommy stay still. It was in the air. Now it's going to go away for another boundary. That's really nicely hit. Oh, Nisa's hit down the ground for four. That's a beautiful shot. That's the shot of a class batsman. He's gone 4-4-4-4. 31. Hit hard, over the top, over the top. It's going to bounce. There it is. They've got it done. The Brisbane Heat have won on the back of a superb innings from Michael Nisa. So Michael Nisa was the star. He got player of the match. He got Bollinger's best as well. And we go home as very disappointed Sydney Sixers fans. There was that key over from Hayden Kerr, wasn't it, in the power surge. 4-4-4-4, all coming from Michael Nisa. And they needed about a run of ball at that point, and they couldn't quite get it done. Now, this was something that stood out for Dougie Bollinger and myself last night. I would love to get your thoughts on this. It's always controversial. And funnily enough, we were just talking about it, walked out of the studio that we're in, the commentary box there at the ground, and bumped straight into Chris Green, who has had himself issues around bent arm and beyond 15 degrees during the early part of his career. Matt Kuhneman, did anyone check out his action? I know he took 3-for-17 from four overs, and I know he bowled really, really well, but the left arm ortho, I thought the action was very suspect. Dougie Bollinger just thought exactly the same thing. Love to get your thoughts on it as well, but maybe a little bit of a question mark. I think we'll be hearing more about that. There was lots of talk in commentary circles last night about the bowling action of Matt Kuhneman. It did signal the end for Dan Christian. What about this? 409 and a full stop on that. T20 games across the globe, across competitions, across teams. Just incredible, the career that the 39-year-old has had. Let's have a listen to Dan Christian summing it up after the game last night.
I guess it means the main thing is like being able to catch up with people and say that I haven't got cricket on. That's been the best thing. That's the thing I'm most looking forward to, I guess. Going to be able to catch up with family and friends and be able to go to weddings and birthdays and all that kind of thing that I've missed out on for the last 20-odd years or so. Get my Saturdays back now as well.
Turns 40 this year. Steve O'Keefe's 38. He signed up for another year. So he'll be the 39-year-old running around for the Sydney Sixers. So very disappointing for Sixers fans. Well done to the Brisbane Heat. So they finished fifth. They fell into the finals after that game against Hobart where they just absolutely backed the truck up on that one, took the gas. $1.36 the Perth Scorchers are into on topsport.com.au. The Heat, $3.15. So if you like the sound of that, you think there's value in the Brisbane Heat, you go for it. I'm staying well and truly out of that one. Perth, very much the favoured for that competition. You'll hear it across the SEN network tomorrow as well. I heard Maddie and Tommy talking about South Australia. Ambitious premier is the way they've described him. Trying to get the test match off Australia. Good luck with that, Pete Malinoukas. I don't see it happening, buddy. But anyway, how you could even contemplate it is beyond me. They've got the test match on January 26th. That's the Australia Day weekend. Yes, that's very contentious this day and age, but there's certainly ways to respect the original landholders and also play games of cricket. We've seen that with Ash Gardner and the Australian women's team. Cricket Australia's chair, Lockie Henderson, well, he's about to step down. And guess who's coming in? So South Australia, the Adelaide Oval, you think you're going to get the test match from Australia around New Year's Day? Good luck with that. Because Mike Baird, the former New South Wales Premier, who won't be allowed back into the state if he gives up that game, is taking over as chairman of Cricket Australia. I mentioned it earlier, but that mate of mine from uni, Dave Carmody, Sydney University, now Dr. David Carmody, specialising in knee, foot and ankle surgery. Yeah, when it comes to South Australia, there's not a lot going on there. Not a lot. In fact, as he says, we'll give you Lithgow, you give us the Barossa Valley. So we might be able to square that up. What we won't give you is the test match during the course of the new year. But have your say on that one, 1-300-01-1170. Just getting into these reports now around possible strike action from the Rugby League Players Association. Adam Elliott has spoken on a Newcastle radio station this morning and said, quote unquote, something extreme could happen if the NRL doesn't aim up, whatever aim up means, over the course of the next 48 hours. I was being told last night and this morning that the two bodies were still miles apart, and there's still a great level of distrust. Now, Josh Papalihi and Joe Tarpany have had their say on that. I mentioned Adam Elliott as well, but Andrew Abdo said, well, just let me get in front of the players and have a chat. Well, guess what? He's going to be able to do that. He's going to do that over the course of the weekend. They're having a symposium for all the players. Up to 60 NRL players will be involved in that. So Andrew Abdo is there. Just as we thought they were making headway, that there was a simmering intentions, it feels like that has started up again. Hey, this was a story that came across this morning. Disappointing too. Adrian Prezenko reporting in the Sydney Morning Herald that Josh Adokar has had to pull out of the Indigenous All-Stars team. So we know he's had a very busy 2022, 23 games for the Bulldogs, 5 matches for the Kangaroos, including that Rugby League World Cup final. No origins, though, for the Fox, and you might want to have your say on that one. So it is a blow for Ronnie Griffiths. We've had Ronnie on the program a number of times, and we'd love to speak to him again. We've reached out to him for his comment on that. He'd be devastated because he's such a charismatic part of that team. He's going to be disappointing for the broadcasters. I hope this is not related to industrial action from the Players Association. I don't get the sense that Josh Adokar would do that. I'd be very surprised if that was the case. Remember, he's a great leader within the Indigenous community. He's a great leader, full stop, Josh Adokar. So I would suggest if they're talking extreme action from the Rugby League Players Association, then I would suggest that the NRL proper is not under siege. I would suggest that the All-Stars game is not under siege. But the NRL preseason comp, now that might be a little bit different, but disappointing for All-Stars, the Indigenous team in particular, with Josh Adokar pulling out of that team. Staying with the Bulldogs, Matty Burton, he signed with the Dogs. He signed a 5-year deal. And he basically said, well, I wasn't going to go anywhere. I just told my manager, here is where I want to be. As soon as I got back from the World Cup, I put pen to paper. It's pretty exciting. What a year he's had last year, and indeed the year before. He's won a premiership. He's represented New South Wales and part of that Kangaroos World Cup winning squad. So, you know, there was all that talk. Oh, he might go to rugby. He might go to the AFL. He's got a great kicking game. He could go to the NFL. Come on. He's staying at the Doggies, which is good news. Speaking of the Doggies, Gus Gould, he likes to stir the pot a little bit. Took a photo of Josh Mansour at training. Now, we've had conversations with Josh. I know Matty White has had a conversation with Josh, still trying to work out what's going to happen to him after his years at Penrith and his couple of years at the Rabbitohs. Not getting much of a go at the end of last year behind Alex Johnson and Tane Milne, but could he be a buy for a club? I tell you what, he's only 32 years of age. I see that he's still training. I reckon he'd give you great value if you got him on even a greatly reduced deal. But Josh Mansour, so there he was spotted at Bulldogs training. You wonder how many spots they got left. I know the Dragons have got 5 spots left, but you just wonder how many the Bulldogs have left. And just on that, Jack Bird, now he's got an injury concern. You can add that to Talatau Amone, Jaden Sullivan, Cody Ramsey, of course. So that means there's so many spots available at the Dragons. Jermaine Hopgood, there's a great story from Paul Crawley in the Daily Telegraph today. Looks like he's going to get some good game time. But it's incredible to think that his father, Dale Hopgood, passed away when he was just 7 years of age after a game of footy. Massive heart. He snuck out, didn't tell his wife or the kids that he wanted to just go and have another game for Hervey Bay. Really sad story, but it's great inspiration for Jermaine Hopgood. So always like seeing great stories like that. Bad story for the Penrith Panthers. So they've got a bit of a blow. Liam Martin, looks like he's going to miss the World Club Challenge if it goes ahead out there at Penrith Stadium. So that would be a blow for them. They still have to be very short price favourites, you would think, to beat St. Helens. I wonder if St. Helens are going to get themselves a warm-up game. You know, if industrial action happens and they don't get to play a game against the St. George Illawarra Dragons, it's a little bit of thanks for coming for the St. Helens Saints, of course, winners of the Super League, and here for the World Club Challenge. And news out of rugby union, the Eddie Jones effect apparently is filtering down to Super Rugby franchises. This, according to the Sydney Morning Herald, but some of the players have said, Dylan Peach, you know, it's a fair few people have said it gives a fair few people an even playing ground. So Dave Rennie had his favourites, and Eddie Jones has basically come in and said, you know, clean slate, guys, go for your life. Don't tell me that this Wallabies side is going to be picked on merit. Wow. Who'd have thought that? As one for the ages. 1-300-01-1170. The text line 0457-736-736. Lots of people having their say at the moment. Just before we go to a break and we have a chat with Timmy Williams, on the back of that big win by the Heat, they were the underdogs. No, they did it on the home turf of the Sydney Sixers. Hometown beatdowns. Hometown beatdowns. What about 2009? I'm talking about round 26. The Eels went over to Netstrata Jubilee Stadium. They got beaten pretty comprehensively, 37 points to nil. They're on that magic run. That was the Hayne plane, remember? Timmy Manor was part of that side. So that's not the beatdown I'm talking about. The very next week, they went back to Netstrata Jubilee Stadium. This time it meant something. This time it was the qualifying final. This time even the super coach, Wayne Bennett, couldn't get his Dragons ready for the Eels. And they squashed the Dragons, 25 points to 12. The famous vision of Jared Hayne scoring that try, and poor old Jared Maxwell just trying to get out of the way, just running, running, getting out of the way. He did it eventually, but hometown beatdowns. Can you give us your nominations? We've got the Signet Boost Power Bank to give away. And get us on the open line as well, 1-300-01-1170. There's a good one for the Broncos fans. I'm going to just save that up and maybe push it out there a little bit later. It involves the Roosters, so now you might know what I'm talking about. All right, we are set. Timmy Williams coming up next. You can be a part of the program on this Friday Frenzy as well, the Friday Frenzy with Coach K and Jimmy. The open line, 1-300-01-1170. The text line, 0457-736-736. A break, and back with Timmy Williams.